Today I thought we would talk about something that, if sorted out properly, would sort out a lot of the problems that our society and especially our youth are dealing with today, which is whether we have unrealistic expectations of marriage. In order to answer that question, we first have to define for ourselves the objective and purpose of marriage, because once we understand that properly, we'll be able to align our expectations and align our motif and intention for getting married, right? And that's really, really important. When we look at the ahadith and the verses of the Holy Quran, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam really revere marriage. And we have ahadith telling us that when two people love each other, there's no better and more valuable and more desirable thing for them to do than to join each other in holy matrimony and create a family where it's a place of bliss and happiness and serenity and peace and calmness. And it's the most beautiful and most loved establishment and institution in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. God talks about it in the Quran. God talks about the conditions and the rights and the so on and so forth, right? So it's a big deal in Islam, and our religion lays a lot of emphasis on it. But it's not because it is the objective. We have to understand that marriage is just a means, right? It's not the purpose of our creation. And it is a tool like many other tools, though one of the most influential and most critical, for us to reach a higher purpose, right? So, number one, marriage is not the purpose, it's not the objective, and it's not the end goal. Once we understand that, we can have more reasonable and logical expectations in marriage. One of the perhaps unreasonable expectations and or misconceptions, misunderstandings of marriage is to get married so that you'll have someone to take care of you or accompany you when you're old. And we see a lot of people in the society that get married at a proper age and then, you know, lose their spouse. And so it doesn't work out for them like that. Or another unreasonable expectation we have of marriage or our spouse is that expecting them to be our rehab or our therapist. That doesn't work out from a logical perspective. Sure, a lot of people go through a whole lot of trouble through their lives until they reach their early 20s or early 30s when they decide to get married. They might have experienced abuse and neglect and abandonment and family issues or financial issues or health issues. And for them to think that now that I'm getting married, it's going to be my spouse's job to deal with all that baggage that I have is not fair or reasonable. Sure, the Quran tells us that one of the reasons for marriage is to gain sukoon, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. But what we have to understand is that this sukoon is a two-way street. We can't expect our spouse to be our sukoon while I am a ticking time bomb. So another definite unrealistic expectation of marriage or our spouse is to think that they are going to be our source of happiness. They do, to an extent, contribute to our happiness a lot because they have a greater share of our lives compared to everyone else, but it's not their sole purpose and duty to keep us happy. In fact, we shouldn't depend on any contingent creation for our happiness. Our happiness should be tied to our individual state of mind, spirituality and being, and more than that, our happiness should be dependent on something that's infinite, something that isn't temporary, something that knows what makes us happy and what kind of happiness is actually good for us. Going back to understanding the main objective and purpose of marriage and how it's a means, not an end, one of the objectives defined by religion for marriage is growth. It is only through the sacred sanctity of sharing almost every aspect of our being with another individual can we obtain that optimal level of growth that will bring us closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the beauty of it all. When Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam was asked about his spouse, the love of his life, his one and only, Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, which basically they were a match made in heaven and the best couple in the history of best couples. He said, "Ni'mal aun fi ta'atillah." She is my best aid and assistant in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and submitting to his commands. That is the role a spouse is really meant to play in our lives rather than anything else. So the main objective of marriage is to find growth, is to find spirituality, is to be able to step out of the self, of the nafs, of me being the center of the universe, and whatever makes me happy is the priority of everyone around me, and be compassionate, understanding, selfless. And once we instill that sort of Islamic logic into ourselves and our mind, we will have more reasonable expectations in marriage and of our spouse. With that said, I leave you all in the care and protection of the Almighty wherever you are. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.